MTV doesn't just show music videos. Among other things, they also have a weekly series called Unplugged that cuts against the grain of most of the network's programming. It features rock stars in a quiet setting playing unamplified instruments in front of a small audience. TV critic David Bianculli says this week Unplugged gets its biggest guest yet.
Well, she
When Paul McCartney left the Beatles and started Wings, his dream was to get back, so to speak, to the days of playing in a small club. Well, it didn't work with Wings, and it took some 20 years, but McCartney finally got his wish.
Welcome to Unplugged, the program where everybody takes their plugs out and goes mad. Now, I'm going to play a song which was the first song I ever wrote when I was 14.
Well, I woke up late this morning, my head was in a whirl. Only then I realized I lost my little girl.
Okay, so it sounds like the first song he ever wrote. But it's fun to hear, and fun seems to be the operative word here. McCartney enjoyed himself so much, in fact, that he's decided to release a limited edition CD next month called Unplugged, the Official Bootleg, with even more songs than the 13 included in the MTV program. Except for a new drummer, the band backing McCartney is the same as on last year's world tour. Robbie McIntosh on guitar, Hamish Stewart on bass, Paul Wicks Wickens on keyboards, and Linda McCartney behind them. Not doing much, but not getting in the way either. As for Paul, he really seems to be enjoying himself. He's loose. Sometimes very loose.
Try to see it my way.
I only got the words wrong, didn't I? Been a long time. This is so informal, we'll start again.
Two, three, four. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Why do you see it your way? For the risk of knowing that love may not last long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying.
The second half of the concert is especially good, and Stewart's harmonies blend nicely with McCartney, even on familiar songs from the Beatles days.
My love don't give me presents. I know that she no peasant. Only ever has to give me love forever and forever. My love don't give me presents.
Of course, since it's been 20 years since the Beatles split up, it's possible that not all these songs are familiar to today's MTV audience. In fact, McCartney points out in his introduction to Blackbird that a young MTV technician referred to the song in rehearsal as Blackboard. But after all the years of carrying around Beatle baggage, McCartney seems more delighted than offended. This Unplugged special is delightful too, and its success and attention ought to bring even more artists to this defiantly acoustic showcase. Elton John and Crosby, Stills, and Nash have already visited. My votes for future participants would include Paul Simon, Hot Tuna, Jackson Browne, Randy Newman, and Ry Cooder, who get little or no MTV time as it is. But for now, I'll settle for McCartney. This week, at least, Unplugged should not go unwatched.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.